Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president speaks out about Iran. President Barack Obama says the United States will reject any nuclear agreement with Iran that does not block Iran's path to building a nuclear weapon.
Because I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
Mr. Obama said at a White House news conference, Iran must agree to a strong verification mechanism on curbing its nuclear development program. The Eurozone's 19 finance ministers say they will discuss a new Greek proposal for a two-year loan deal in an emergency phone conference Tuesday night. Greece's bailout program expired at midnight, as did the deadline for Greece to make a $1.8 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. A 17-year-old boy has died from Ebola in Liberia just 7 weeks after the World Health Organization declared the country free of the deadly virus. Mariama Diallo reports.
Deputy Health Minister Talbert Nienswa, who heads Liberia's Ebola response, told VOA the teenager died on June 24th and was given a safe burial the next day. He says it's not known yet how the boy contracted the disease, but the case is under investigation. He stressed the public should not panic, noting that it's the only known case since the country was declared Ebola-free by WHO officials on May 9th. Mariama Diallo, Dakar.
Indonesian officials say at least 70 people were killed when a military transport crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. This is VOA News. Suicide attacks against a NATO convoy and a regional police headquarters Tuesday in Afghanistan killed several people and wounded scores of others. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Eyewitnesses and Afghan officials say a suicide bomber detonated his explosives parked car near a NATO military convoy on the main highway leading to Kabul's airport. A spokeswoman for NATO's non-combatant Resolute Support mission says two of its personnel suffered minor injuries. She added that coalition personnel and vehicles had been removed from the blast site not far from the U.S. embassy. A Taliban spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says the insurgent group was behind the attack on what he referred to as foreign occupation forces. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The Vatican has confirmed the schedule for Pope Francis's visit to the United States. The Pope will make his visit in September with stops in Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. The itinerary includes a welcoming ceremony September 23rd at the White House, followed by a private meeting with President Barack Obama. The Vatican also confirmed the pontiff would address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress the following day. He would become the first pope to speak to the U.S. Congress. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie today joined the crowded field of U.S. Republicans seeking the party's 2016 presidential nomination.
And I am now ready to fight for the people of the United States of America.
Christie pledged to bridge the contentious political divide in Washington. He is the 14th Republican to announce a presidential run. Burundi's ruling party says it is happy with a turnout in Monday's parliamentary election, despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. The chairman of the ruling party says voters defied the opposition's call for a boycott because they prefer democracy to a coup d'etat. Turnout was reported to be thin. The United States and Brazil are pledging to work together to fight climate change. President Barack Obama welcomed Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff to the White House for talks Tuesday. The two leaders discussed new initiatives to reduce carbon emissions ahead of the United Nations-sponsored conference in Paris later this year. Yemeni officials say nearly 1,200 inmates escaped from prison in the midst of a battle between warring militias. Officials say the jailbreak Tuesday was in the town of Taiz. Officials say the escaped prisoners include al-Qaeda members and dangerous criminals. Syrian activists say Islamic State militants have beheaded women in Syria for the first time. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the women were beheaded along with their husbands in Syria's eastern Deir Ezzor province after being accused of sorcery. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.